Chapter 73. Dennis Langley, the sales manager of Kitchenerville Motors, who were the local Ford agents, stretched his arms over his head luxuriously. He sighed with deep contentment. What a lovely way to spend a working day morning. "Happy?" asked Hetty Delange beside him in the double bed. In reply, Dennis grinned and sighed again. Hetty sat up and let the sheet fall to her waist. Her breasts were big and white and damp with perspiration. She looked down on his naked chest and arm muscles approvingly. "Gee, you're built nicely." "So are you," Dennis smiled up at her.
"You're different from the other chaps I've gone out with," Hetty told him. "You speak so nicely. Like a gentleman, you know."
Before Dennis Langley could decide on a suitable reply, the front doorbell shrilled, the sound of it echoing through the house. Dennis shot into an upright position with a fearful expression on his face. "Who's that?" he demanded.
"It's probably the butcher delivering the meat."
"It may be my wife," Dennis cautioned her. "Don't answer it."
"Of course I've got to answer it, silly."
Hetty threw back the sheet and rose in her white and golden glory to find her dressing gown. The sight was enough to momentarily quiet Dennis Langley's misgivings, but as she belted her gown and hid it from view, he urged her again. "Be careful. Make sure it's not her before you open the door." Hetty opened the front door and immediately drew her gown more closely around her with one hand, while with the other she tried to pat her hair into a semblance of order.
"Hello," she breathed.
The tall young man in the doorway was really rather dreamy. He wore a dark business suit and carried an expensive leather briefcase. "Mrs. Delange?" he inquired. He had a nice, soft, dreamy voice. "Yes, I'm Mrs. Delange." Hetty fluttered her eyelashes. "Won't you come in?" She led him through the lounge, and she was pleasantly aware of his eyes on the opening of her gown. "What can I do for you?" she asked archly. "I am your local representative of the Sanlam Insurance Company, Mrs. Delange. I have come to express my company's condolences on your recent sad bereavement. I would have called sooner, but I did not wish to intrude on your sorrow." "Oh," and Hetty dropped her eyes, immediately adopting the role of the widow. "However, we hope we can bring a little light to disperse the darkness that surrounds you. You may know that your husband was a policyholder with our company." Hetty shook her head, but watched with interest while the visitor opened his briefcase. "Yes, he was. 2 months ago, he took out a straight life policy with double indemnity. The policy was ceded to you." The insurance man extracted a sheaf of papers from his case. "I have here my company's check in full settlement of all claims under the policy. If you will just sign for it, please." "How much?" Hetty abandoned the role of the bereaved. "With the double indemnity, the check is for 48,000 rand." Hetty's eyes flew wide with delight. "Gee," she gasped, "that's fabulous!"